Having fun here in the Verizon West Club on Texans 360 at NRG Stadium. If you missed the opening segment of the show with the Houston Texans cheerleaders, fear not, because we'll have more from the cheerleaders in the next segment as that 2015 squad was announced. Now, new players of your Texans will be announced on draft night all through draft weekend. Will they take a wide receiver? We don't know, but DP Sidhu and John Harris talked about the draft-eligible wide receivers in this year's crop.
With the NFL draft fast approaching, just about a month away, we're talking draft prospects with John Harris here. First position group up, wide receivers. With the number 16 pick, Johnny, tell me what some of the candidates are for the Texans to choose from in that first round of the draft.
Well, the good thing about this receiver core is it's very deep. And I think Kevin White and Amari Cooper are going to be long gone by 16, but I think there are a few candidates. We'll start with Louisville wide receiver Devontae Parker. He only played 7 games this year, but in those 7 games, he completely took over at times. Jalen Strong from Arizona State, a big, strong, no pun intended, 6'4", 210 wide receiver who can go up and get it. And a guy that at the bottom of the first round, I don't know that he sneaks up to 16, that I've gotten to really like, and I think a lot of people like, Rashad Perryman out of UCF. And a total wild card would be Doriel Green Beckham, who had some issues off the field at Missouri, transferred to Oklahoma, didn't play in 2014, so he hasn't played a game since December of 2013. But there are plenty of candidates for that number 16 position. Parker, Strong, maybe Perryman. I would rule out Doriel Green Beckham at this point, but it's NFL draft. You don't rule out anything.
A lot of these guys are outside guys. What if the Texans decide to go slot receiver? Is there somebody in the third or fourth round or those mid rounds that might interest them in the slot?
Yeah, I think day two starts probably with Tyler Lockett, wide receiver out of Kansas State. He played on the perimeter of Kansas State, but to me, he's the consummate slot receiver, DP. At the Senior Bowl, nobody could cover this guy. And then he goes back and he returns punts as well. So those are two spots where the Texans really need to improve that slot receiver spot and then in punt return. And Tyler Lockett gives them that. If they want to go a little bit further later on day three or day two or earlier day three, you look at Duke wide receiver Jamison Crowder. He, again, like Lockett, played outside, but he also is a consummate slot receiver at the Senior Bowl. Difficulties in covering him. He got open against everybody, safeties, corners, linebackers, and he also has punt return skills. So I think in the middle rounds, day two, early day three, you can find a very good slot receiver that also has return potential.
All right, you mentioned day three. Any sleeper picks out there that might go under the radar that the Texans might be targeting or should target in those final days of the draft?
I'm a big fan of Trey McBride, wide receiver out of William & Mary, 6 foot, 6'1", 210, ran very well at the combine, had a great senior year. When you play William & Mary, you're playing FCS-level football, so people question the level of competition, but he dominated that level of competition. But when he faced West Virginia, that's really when he popped off the tape because he made 3 athletic catches against West Virginia, at West Virginia, went down to the Shrine Bowl, and that's where Trey McBride really made his name, was at the 2015 Shrine Bowl, and that's when he got in contention to really be an early day three candidate, maybe even sneaking into day two, but it's such a deep wide receiver core. I wouldn't be surprised if Trey McBride is a guy that falls to day three, and somebody's getting great value with the former William & Mary wide receiver.
Always good stuff. John Harris with wide receiver draft prospects. For more, you can check out the John Harris 100 brought to you by Toshiba on HoustonTexans.com.
Boy, that John Harris eats, sleeps, and breathes draft. You can check out the Harris 100 and all of John's work on HoustonTexans.com. Coming up, Vince Wilfork talks about J.J. Watt and more from your Houston Texans cheerleaders here on Texans 360.